It was early one morning in the month of October. The leaves, they were falling, and the weather was cold. And the wind from the north did blow loudly and freely o'er all of the country, as my tale doth unfold. With the fumes rising grimy o'er Surbiton Gasworks, the fence round the brewery did rattle and groan. At the door of her semi in Waverley Gardens, in a pink frilly nightie stood fair Mrs. Jones. Then bold Willie Higgins, the earnest young milkman, in his shiny peaked cap and his apron so clean, appeared round the corner in his turbocharged milk float and stopped in the road outside number 14. "Come inside, Willie Higgins, and sit at my table, and many's the tale that to you I'll confide. And when we have done, we'll go on to the crumpets, and them we'll have toasted and buttered both sides. Oh, no, Mrs. Jones, for I fear that your husband will shortly return and wreak vengeance on me. For I know he's a chartered accountant in Wandsworth, and travels from there on the 5:33. Fear not, quoth the lady, for I know my husband. His ways are in no wise a secret to me. For tonight do be Thursday, and he'll be a-drinking with Henry Carruthers in the old willow tree. Willie Higgins, the milkman, did tarry no longer. He was in through the door and upstairs like a hare. He hung his peaked cap on the top of the bedpost and laid his blue apron aside on the chair. And all through the day and all evening they sported, while Surbiton Gasworks did rumble and heave, till around 10 o'clock Willie Higgins did finish and rose from the bed to be taking his leave. "Stay yet a while, oh, I pray you, dear lover," said fair Mrs. Jones with a gleam in her eye. "My husband will yet be an hour or more, and it seems that your gold tops will never run dry." But bold Willie Higgins grew tired and drowsy, and laid himself down for to take of some sleep. And when he awoke, Mr. Jones had returned, and glared at them both as he stood by their feet. "Rise up, Willie Higgins, and gird on your apron, and we'll go to the garden around at the back. It'll never be said in fair Surbiton's kingdom that I slew a man as he lay in the sack. With tight furled umbrellas at 25 paces, we'll settle this matter and trouble no more. And you shall strike first, and I'll cry for no quarter. And I shall strike second, and I'll kill you for sure." So Willie struck first, and his blow was well aimed. Mr. Jones's false teeth, they did fall to the grass. Mr. Jones, he struck second, and his deadly umbrella went in at one side and came out at the other. Willie Higgins lay dying in a bed of geraniums down by the shed where the lawnmower lay. And then Mr. Jones seized his wife by the shoulder, demanded of her whom preferred she of they. "Oh, you are a man and a chartered accountant, but your semi-detached is so lonely and grim. And you won't let me go to the bingo on Tuesdays, but here's Willie Higgins, I'd rather have him." As fair Mrs. Jones did speak thus to her husband, his fury arose and his rage knew no bounds. He struck at his wife and his weapon drove deeply, and mortally wounded she fell to the ground. So take care, all ye milkmen that fancy your chances, and make sure you're gone ere the evening draws nigh. Or you may find a chartered accountant from Wandsworth with tight furled umbrella resolved that you die. Oh, learn from the story of bold Willie Higgins, who tarried too long with his lady so fair, and met with his downfall in Waverley Gardens, and lies neath the rhubarb in Surbiton Square.